This feeling gradually spreads everywhere throughout your body. You too, Justin. I left you out. And John K. And guest 85922. Somebody really loves you other than God. You can be that person that gives another love. You can be that person that receives that love. Now, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Does a love for the other come first? Or does love for you come first? Love of God. For me, I was an empty shadow of a Yanni, worn out Yanni, filled with emptiness, the absolute witnessing consciousness from beyond. And then I felt love, human love. And with that came a flowing of love in me, a golden light of love, ever rising through my chest, through my throat, my mouth, out into the world. And it's been flowing ever since. And soon afterwards came bliss and ecstasy and all kinds of states. It's very entertaining. Kind of distracting if you're trying to work. But if you don't have to work, it's wonderful. The bliss is wonderful. The ecstasy states are so entertaining, so delightful. Blowing your heart up with ecstasy. Bliss is when the energies flow smoothly through you, just circulating from your feet to through the top of your head. And ecstasy is when enough current seems to have passed through you that instead of continuing to flow, it starts bottling up, until the bliss gets so strong it stops altogether. You feel like you're going to explode, like in a nuclear explosion of love. With some, this progresses into orgasm, whole body orgasms, multiple orgasms. Or some, it's just a kind of prolonged pre-orgasmic state for the body. But our sense of presence, which is separate from the body, that's the self as an energy body after we've been practicing meditation for a while. That continues to feel on the edge of life, about to explode into ecstasy. You can make it go away by having an orgasm yourself, or you can sustain it for hour after hour, day after day, and watch it come and go. Some people don't sleep because it's so delightful, so strong, so powerful, so invigorating. To feel the bliss there, the ecstasy always there. But don't forget, bliss is kind of a reward for love. It's not to replace love. It's a reward for loving. The real measure of your spiritual progress is how deeply can you love? How deeply can you serve? How deeply can you commit and surrender? When you can surrender totally to another person or to the self that arises in you as this gigantic energy, this huge light that can take the form of an individual or just a blob, blinding, white, ever rising with infinite power within it, so big you know you're being addressed by God, because that can't possibly be you. As long as you can surrender to that, as long as you can bow to that and become humble, grace will shine like you've never believed, like a golden light flowing down and wiping away all of your impurities. Sometimes you can almost feel it. It's like, even in our waking consciousness, sleep is always there, just on the periphery. And at night, before we go to sleep, we can feel the descent of that darkness, that sleep into us. The same way with bliss. Bliss is always there, down deep inside of us. All we have to do is be able to taste it once or twice or three times to know its sweet taste, its own sweet taste. And after that, we can find it, because we know where it is and what it looks like and what it tastes like. But the key to everything is love and persistence. Now, many of the people that have been with me for several years are great meditators on emptiness. First, I taught them emptiness, to find the emptiness within yourself, the container of all things, of all beingness, of all love and all bliss, and to be able to remain still no matter what happened, to be able to suffer the little slings and arrows of our body resisting sitting still for a while. I gave you that technique last week for managing emotional pain too. Just sit still. Don't move, Matthew. Just sit still. Let everything go through, everything move through you, but not your body. Still like a corpse that's 5,000 years old in a mummy chamber that hasn't moved in 5,000 years. Just let sounds move through you. Let waves of energy move through you. It's a very good practice all by itself, because you see that the energy that you are, that sense of presence that you are, energy moves through you, but it doesn't really touch the body. And it really doesn't even touch you. It flows through your sense of presence. You can choose to identify with that sense of presence. You can choose to identify with your body, or you can choose to identify with nothingness. It's up to you. Once you've felt each one of these separately, the emptiness, the voids, the bliss, love, the sense of presence, and feel your inner side of your body from the inside, you can choose to identify with any of them. It's your choice. You're no longer a helpless puppet being pulled along by experiences that just happened to you. But sometimes you want to identify with the bliss passing through your sense of presence. Sometimes through the orgasmic energies passing through your body. Sometimes you want to be the emptiness and feel the totality of the ecstasy within you. And when you've mastered that, then when the negative feelings come up, which they always do, the anger, rage, jealousy, hatred, fear, you can do the same thing. You sit still and let them go through you. And it's like a very large turd passing through Uranus. And it seems, ooh, it's going to burst me open. It hurts like hell as it's going through. But after the thickest part passes through, your sphincter relaxes. And just like the turd, the emotion passes through you and goes away, never to touch you again. at least that one. But just as in a painful passing of fecal matter, you just learn to tolerate it by sitting still, feeling the tension grow, the rage grow, the overwhelming fear come, overwhelming jealousy come, and it racks your body. You just want to twist and twist and push it away and get rid of it, but instead you relax, and it gets more and more painful. It attacks your heart. You feel pain in your heart. You feel pain in your chest. But you don't move. You don't move. And you watch that pain. You watch it, how it grips your body. You watch it, how it grips your sense of presence. You watch it and see how it fills your emptiness. And you begin to wonder, well, who is it that's feeling all of this? Is it my body? Nah. Is it the emptiness? No, the pain is in the emptiness. Is it my sense of presence? Well, yeah, you could say that. But what is my sense of presence? Nothing but awareness of my own consciousness. So the emotional pain is within consciousness. It's not within our body. It's not really within us, unless we choose to accept it as us. Because the more liberated we are, the more free we are to choose what we identify with. Do we identify with the pain? If we do, when the pain goes through, afterwards, immediately, there's bliss. Do we identify with the emptiness? We can do that because the emptiness can be filled with pain, fury, fear, anger, and we can identify with it. And my God, when you identify with fear and jealousy totally, they change into bliss. All strong feelings change into bliss. Underneath all strong feelings is bliss. So when the feelings come, whether it be love, anger, jealousy, hatred, sit still. Be empty, like an empty glass, an empty pot. And let the emotion pass through. And just after it passes through, pulled right behind the feeling as it disappears, is bliss. So when pain comes, run for the pain, not away. For embracing that pain, you'll find bliss. But I want to emphasize again, we're not after bliss, we're after love. Because love is what actuates the self to show itself to you. Bliss is just a sign that the self is beginning to disclose itself to you. But love of the I am, love of another person, love of a cat, love of a dog, of a tree, of a bird. Intense love. Surrendering love. Grace-giving love. Total love is what draws the self closer and closer and closer until it reveals itself to you for the first time. As something you've never seen before, never known before. Your true roots in consciousness. Infinite power. Blinding light. Rapturous ecstasy. and sweet and deep love. Sweet and deep love. Sweet and deep love. That gets ever sweeter, ever deeper. One day you feel you can't possibly love any more deeply than you have been. And then something painful happens, and the pain breaks, and you're loving in a way you never thought you could before, far beyond anything you've ever experienced. It just keeps deepening and deepening. The colors of love change too. Love has many different colors. Sometimes it's urgent and grasping. Sometimes it's full and gentle. Sometimes it's like gentle raindrops. Sometimes it's like the shade of a big tree under the sun. Sometimes it's warm and welcoming. Sometimes it's cool like a glass of water on a hot day. It has so many different colors. I remember it getting more and more subtle. At first it flowed like a golden light, and then became like a stream of liquid. And the liquid became more and more vacuous, more and more airy, until it was like a warm, maybe a cool breeze that was so cool and calming. And then it began to smell like a perfume. It felt sweet and light and had the smell of perfume. But it was always changing. It was never the same from day to day. This is why I say put your emphasis on love, not on the energies. The energies are merely a reward showing you that your practice is paying off because the self is getting closer. And the essence of the self is existence, knowledge, bliss, sat, chit, ananda, or existence, consciousness, bliss. And part of that bliss should be called love too. That's why Turiya is now being called by some the bliss body in us. But the emphasis should not be on the bliss, but on the love, because it's the love that attracts the self. It's like having a little child inside of you, and the mother's and the father's love coaxes that child into relationship with them. Your love of the I am, your love of your own self, it's what allows the self to peek out and to show you as little you, little Matthew, little Carly, little Justin, little Maggie, little Peter, little Matthew, little Sylvian, little Dia. It shows little you, the person you've always known yourself to be, whether you've accepted that person or not, shows the little you, God. God as yourself, your deepest self. And that God is you. At the same time, you can feel your energetic presence as a human body. It feels like an energy egg or balloon around you, extending out a few inches, filled with energy. It could be called chi, kundalini if it moves up and down the spinal column through the top of the head. Or it could be meridian energy flowing through different meridians. There are different kinds of energetic systems in the human being. And any one of them could be activated. they're all part of one energy. And that energy is attracted by love. It's almost like the electromagnetic field. Wherever there's electricity, there's an electromagnetic field. When there's flowing electricity, there's an electromagnetic field. When there's flowing love, there's a bliss field. But it won't always feel like bliss. It just happens more and more and more. And it's hard to function. And when you do function, it's to do something spiritual. To take care of somebody. To feed your animals. You have a life of service. One of us here, one of the Sangha, has lived a life of service. She took care of dying people in a hospice for a couple of years. Was with them the last moments that they were alive, taking their pain, dying with them, letting them die through her. To be able to do that with people, to let them die in your arms and in your vision, to give them that last bit of rest and peace. To take care of starving children in India. She also worked for a leprosy society. A life of service, a life of devotion. It's so important because it makes human what we're all about as spiritual and human beings. To be able to love each other, to take care of each other, become each other's brothers and keepers. Become a shepherd for all sentient beings instead of eating all sentient beings. Now I love you all. I hope you love me. I hope you love each other. I hope you love your family, your children, your parents, your cats and your dogs, because this love will be your salvation. This love makes you both human and divine. A lot of spirituality ignores the human part, and a lot of it ignores the divine part. But we're both. There's the little you. Hand in hand walking with Big Brother, God, the Divine. So, let's have another chant. What shall we have? Let's try Krishna Das on the left-hand side, the second one down. Jaya Jagatambe, 12 minutes. Now, please, this is a great chant. Let it take you away. Let it blow away your small self and join with God. Join with divine love, divine energy. Jaya Jagatambe, number 2, at the count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Many of you may have been having all kinds of experiences during chanting and sitting meditation afterwards, like disappearing for a time and knowing you were there but not remembering anything. Sort of everything disappearing. even consciousness. But then you wake up and you see you were here all along. Other people may feel love. Other people may feel energies. Other people may feel left out. Other people may see darkness. Other people may see lighted consciousness. But as long as you stick around, you'll get everything. Don't be hard on yourself if you're not getting everything immediately. I've been doing this shit for over 40 years. It's always changing. There's always new revelations. Reality keeps changing and changing and changing. The energy patterns keep changing and changing. The happiness keeps growing and growing. The blisses get better and better. The love gets sweeter and sweeter. Even the angers get freer and freer. The jealousies get prettier and prettier. The hatreds get blacker and blacker. And everything just sweeps through you very quickly. And always there's the underlying happiness that grows and grows.